Welcome to the Anabu AI blog and audio. Today we're looking at an article that cuts against the grain of almost everything you've been reading this year about AI and jobs.
The doom headlines.
Exactly. The article is called CFOs Predict 9 times More AI Layoffs, but the real crisis is the trade shortage, by Brett Allegre Wood on the Anabu AI blog.
That 9 times number has been doing the rounds. Sounds catastrophic.
It does. And Brett's first move is to pull out the actual figure. 750 CFOs were surveyed, predicting AI-related layoffs will be 9 times higher this year. But that 9-fold increase represents just 0.4% of the total workforce.
So less than half a percentage point of all workers.
He calls it a minor reshuffle being sold as a disaster movie. His argument is that the real workforce story is running in the completely opposite direction.
Which is the trades shortage.
Right. The numbers since late 2022 are striking. Demand for robotics technicians is up 107%, HVAC engineers up 67%, construction jobs up 30%.
Hold on, HVAC, that's heating, ventilation, air conditioning? Why is that tied to the AI economy?
Because the AI economy is a physical economy. Every data center needs cooling. Every warehouse robot needs commissioning. Every server farm needs power, networking, and people who can keep it all running. Brett's point is that for the first time, it now takes longer to hire a skilled trades worker than a knowledge worker. The script has flipped completely.
That genuinely surprised me.
He calls the result of this the Atlassian paradox. Atlassian laid off 1,600 people as part of a major AI pivot. Big headlines, but nobody reported the other side.
Which is?
It now takes 56 days on average to hire an HVAC engineer. That's the person who designs and maintains the cooling for the data centers that Atlassian's entire AI strategy depends on. They can hire a PhD in machine learning in a fortnight. The person who stops the servers catching fire is nearly impossible to find.
There's a line in the article about running out of stonemasons. That one stuck with me.
Celebrating the architects of the digital cathedral while completely ignoring the fact that we've run out of stonemasons. And Brett backs that up with a concrete example.
The data center story.
A business invests in AI, hires excellent data scientists, builds an elegant algorithm. It fails. Not because the code was wrong. The data center overheated on a hot day, crashed the entire system, wiped a week's worth of data. They had a dozen people who could write Python. Nobody understood the thermodynamics of a server room. A qualified HVAC technician could have fixed it for a few $100s.
That's a painful read if you've just signed off on a big AI investment.
And then there's the logistics example. A CEO invests tens of millions in AI-powered robotics. Consultants have promised a 40% efficiency gain. Software is live. The whole project sits idle for 6 weeks because there is no qualified robotics technician available to commission it.
6 weeks idle on a multi-million dollar investment.
The one technician they finally find is booked solid for 2 months, charging a rate that makes a senior software developer look underpaid. Brett says this is not hypothetical. It's happening across the country right now.
So the real question for owners is not who do I need to fire to stay ahead of AI? It's who do I desperately need to hire?
That's his reframe. And he has a practical list. First is an infrastructure audit. Map every piece of physical infrastructure your AI strategy depends on. Data center capacity, cooling, power, networking. Work out who is accountable for each part and what happens if that person is unavailable.
And start building a trades pipeline before you need it, not after.
He's specific about this. Build a relationship with a trade school or TAFE this month. Even a single apprentice in a critical area builds pipeline for the next 2 to 5 years. That cost is minimal compared to 6 weeks of an idle robotic system.
My action for this week is that infrastructure audit. Map what your AI plan physically depends on and make sure someone is accountable for each piece of it.
Mine is the hiring question. If your AI plan includes any physical infrastructure, a robotics technician or an HVAC engineer may be your most urgent hire right now, ahead of another data scientist.
The full article is at anabu.ai, and it goes much deeper.
And if you want to think through what this means for your own business, you can book a free AI audit there too. Worth doing before the robots arrive and nobody knows how to switch them on.